how good it will be. How very good it will be. Oh, these are words that we hear Jesus saying in our language, words that originally were a Hebrew word that was blessed. As Jesus began to teach those who heard him for many the first time, he began to describe what life really could be like, life in the kingdom of God. And today we continue a series of learning what it will be like, what it is like, even for us now, who are blessed to see what it means to follow him and to understand how life can be. In the first lesson in our series, we said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We learned that God has indeed blessed those of us who've experienced poverty, those of us who've experienced that crushing sense of helplessness that it brings, how it breaks the spirit and makes us even afraid to dream. There is blessing in that, amazingly enough. Then last week, we heard our brother share with us about how mourning is a place of blessing. And those who feel bereaved, those who feel that emptiness of soul that happens when grief greets us on its horrific way, are blessed. And we experience the comfort that God alone gives, a depth of comfort that builds even greater compassion within us. Today we hear the voice of the Lord speaking yet again and saying how good it will be for the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Let's think about just these words briefly, shall we? How good is it to be meek? I don't know. But the Bible tells us a story, and the first time this word appears in the scriptures is many, many, many years before Jesus. A time when Moses had brought the people out of slavery and they were in the desert. And as they were there in that barren place, in hopes of where God would take them, it just so happened that Moses' brother and sister were a little incensed that Moses alone seemed to be the one that God spoke through, and they started to complain. And if you were to look at Numbers chapter 12, there you'd see them saying, well, is it true that God only speaks through Moses? I mean, he's spoken through us. We serve the Lord. I as a priest, you as a worship leader, certainly what we have to offer is important too. God hears them. And he's not pleased about it. In fact, the scriptures tell us before God speaks in this moment, we're told Moses was the most meek person on the face of the earth. Moses was not assuming. Moses didn't care about being number one. Moses didn't even want this job. Moses was hoping that someone else would be sent because he couldn't even talk right. Moses was a humble man. He had no aspirations of greatness. He didn't want to be the founder of a nation, let alone a prophet. He was just trying to stay away from Pharaoh because he was a murderer. The most meek man on the earth. Maybe Moses was meek because he had experienced mercy, even though life for a life was the rule in Egypt where he grew up. Maybe he was grateful that somehow God had delivered him from what he was justly due. Maybe it was hard to hear his brother and sister who had suffered all of their lives under the hand of slavery, and he had never really known that himself, because as a baby he was whisked away to grander places. Maybe it wasn't fair. Maybe they had a right to be critical of him. Notice in that story he doesn't fight back and say, why would you say that about me? Why are you questioning what God has created? No, there's no defensive questions. He just listens and then humbly begs God to be merciful on his siblings. You see, meekness is an attitude. It's an attitude about how we think about ourselves in relation to other people and other things. And some of us more than others are good with feeling meek and feeling humble and responding in that way. And some of us more than others, not so much. We're fighting for our place because we were taught to take pride in who we are and to stand up for ourselves and make sure somebody who doesn't deserve it doesn't get ahead of us. Kind of like Moses' brother and sister. What about you? What's your response when things don't go justly? Is there humbleness about that? Or is there readiness to defend and hold your way? Jesus says, oh, how good it will be for the meek. How good it is for those who respond humbly. How God guides their way before them, just as he did Moses. Moses never had to defend himself at all. He never had to lift a finger. Maybe the rod of God, and God did the rest. His trust was in the Lord. That's all that mattered. How good it will be for the meek. They'll inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. Now, there's the other part of this idea. What is that about? Oh, it's about a response. It's about a hope. You see, an inheritance brings out the best in people, doesn't it? Family members die. Siblings gather together to hear the reading of the will by the executor. Maybe that's how it is for you. Maybe you've been in that setting. Sad for the grief that we feel when we lose one, but you know what? People's true colors start to show when the will starts to get red, don't they? Because I need to get this, and she needs to get that, and this is what mother would have wanted, and this is how it ought to be. And pretty soon everybody's scrapping. Yeah, we're all worried about inheritance. Inheritance is about turnover. Inheritance is about change. Inheritance is about consternation, wondering, what's this going to look like for me? What's this going to create or rob me of? Earlier we heard Psalm 37 read. Interesting words that actually use this very word about meekness and what it means to have what God has for us. Let's take a gander at that again, shall we? Notice in verses 8 to 11 of chapter 37, it says, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For evil will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Again, a contrast. Verse 10, a little while, and those who are wicked you'll see no more. Even if you look for them, you won't find them. But the meek will inherit the land, and they will enjoy great peace. Words of David. David's time, a time of uncertainty. The one king God had given them had gone south. He had turned really horrid, and everything was in turmoil. David himself was an exile and a fugitive from the law. And then some people wanted him to be king, and there was great chaos of who's the next leader going to be, and what's that going to look like for me, and how's that going to work, and will our land be at peace, and will we be strong enough to ward off the enemies? Oh, there's all this consternation and conflict about change, and some people are angry, and some people are fretting. Sound familiar? Have you been watching the news this week? Have you seen how many protests there are? Oh God, what's this going to mean? How horrible is it going to turn out? Can you believe this is happening? What's it going to mean for Canada? I've gone tired of how many reporters have said, what's the new economic policy going to mean? How is it going to affect us in this country? Oh, let's worry. Oh, let's fret. Oh, let's be anxious. Oh, let's be angry. Let's go to protest in Washington. Really? God deals with people. The verses of the psalm read to us. Do not fret. Do not be angry. If you listen to the voices of the world, like Moses' siblings or David's contemporaries or even the news reporters today, you can get yourself all in a rut about, oh God, what is this going to mean? What am I going to get? What am I going to lose? How's this going to work for me? Somebody's got to look out for me. Nobody's looking out for me. Rich people look out for themselves. They don't look out for us. But in all of that, the voice of Jesus says, blessed are the meek. Those who humbly assume nothing is theirs. Those who trust that God will provide what they need. Those who say, the Lord is in heaven. He governs it all. The weak will, the strong will consternthe powers that be will change. All of this has happened before. All of this will happen again. But those who dwell in peace, those who trust the Lord, they will live in the land. It's going to work out. Now, interesting enough, Jesus changes the words from the psalm when he practically borrows this. Jesus says, blessed are the meek, not they will live in the land, as the psalmist read, as his listeners would remember. Jesus says, I'm taking it up a notch. They're not just going to live in the land. They're going to inherit the whole planet. They're going to inherit the whole earth. Because my kingdom will keep growing and strengthening and advancing. And the meek who trust in their God, who watch to see, will find that it just works more and more for them. Oh, Jesus, you are the Messiah. That's exactly what we were hoping you'd say. Not only will Israel be free from Rome, like the zealots want to fight and kill soldiers and sneak around in a terrorist kind of way. You're telling us we're going to inherit the whole planet. We're going to roll over Rome. We're going to roll past Rome to the ends of the earth. The meek will inherit the earth. Bring it on, Jesus. That's what I want. I want to see your righteousness fill the earth. I want to see your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray that all the time. Oh, how good it will be for those who hope in the Lord. Dear friends, when we listen to the voices of the world, they orient us to the things of the world. And we start to worry about who's in charge and what's going to happen and who's going to take from me, what my family members are going to do, what the inheritance will mean, what's going to happen with my investment, my retirement, what about my future, my debts. And all of these voices keep us thinking about fretting, worrying, angering, consternating. But Jesus cuts through all of that and says, how good it will be for the meek. They will inherit the earth. I don't care how forceful you think a force is. I don't care how populist a movement is. I don't care how horrible the economics become. It doesn't matter about any of that. Indeed, the Lord cares for his own. How good it will be for those who hope in him. Oh, these are beautiful words for people on a mountainside, and they're beautiful words for people who feel the same thing today in our own modern Western way. For whether we live in a dictatorship that has to have a revolution or a democracy that has to have a smooth transition of change, change comes. And we can so easily get sucked into the anxiety of responding defensively with attitudes of concern and upsetness and all that goes with it. But in holy spaces like this, we hear the voice of Jesus say, orient to my kingdom. Think about what I give you. Think about what I bring you. And let the rest of it wither like the grass, because it will. It always does. How good it will be for the meek who don't care, who don't give anxious thought to those other things. What about you? Are you finding it hard to disconnect from the way the voices around you want you to think and respond and be frustrated and afraid and anxious and nervous and upset? The Lord invites you to be meek, to humbly accept what comes, to trust that just as he cared for Moses and brought it around, just as he cared for David and brought it around, just as he cared for the disciples and brought them around, so he will do for us. How good it will be for the meek. They will inherit the earth. Maybe you're here today and you're finding it hard to put up with what other people are doing, saying, taking, wanting, threatening. The beautiful news is there is grace here. It's available for attitudes of anxiety and fear and anger and trouble. You can trade those things for the meek and lasting peace that God gives. Our musicians are coming, and we're going to sing a song together. And if your heart is filled with anxiety because of all that's going on in your life or in your world, come before the Lord humbly, kneeling, asking for his peace to reorient your perspective, your attitude, your response. For when Jesus becomes the center and his kingdom is alive within you, oh, there is much to be had, much peace. How good it will be for the meek. They will inherit the earth. Let us stand and sing and come as we need to, in the Lord's name.